Probably the class we are going to take today may become the first foundation stone for the development of a new education system wherein education is going to involve not only the modern aspects of science in its various fields like chemistry, physics and other sciences, but slowly, just as we have understood the existence of energy forming various atoms, which has culminated as E is equal to mc squared, we are now going to get similar culminated unified laws which will guide us in understanding the various powers that dominate mind and also that which dominates spirit, because man is clearly understood as a combination of matter, mind and spirit, or in a more apt way, body, mind and spirit. The evolution in the universe, as understood by the spiritualists, has been explained as the development from mineral kingdom to plant kingdom to the animal kingdom, which has culminated as man. Man is supposed to be the supreme in the animal kingdom. But then what? Are we supposed to think that our understanding of the universe and life is completed? And if man is the only being who seems to control the universe, then probably the present day development is leading mankind to complete devastation. Which we need not discuss, we have a lot of examples that science, instead of giving more comforts and more luxuries, has also leading us to complete destruction. But here we come in to study the Vedas, which gives us the universal laws which control not only the body, which we term as the physiology, but also that which generates the physiology, which creates the physiology, which is termed as what we call as the body is the temple, deho devalaya. But what is devalayas? What are temples? What is the difference between spiritualism and religion? Many people here almost feel that if they belong to a particular religion, they are spiritualists. They are going in the path of spiritualism as a science. But many times I give an example that if spiritualist is Einstein, who has given the formula E is equal to mc squared. And we also know that lot of persons who even in their high school level know about the law of mass energy equivalence. He also is talking about what Einstein has told. But what Einstein has told is spiritualism. And what high school people talk about, the law of mass energy equivalence, is a religion. And that is why in religion we find so many differences. Whereas when we go to the real pinnacle of spiritualism, we reach the most perfect unified theory, wherein we find that the entire source of evolution, which is nothing but a process of life following certain laws, evolves from mineral to animal kingdom, and then he must go towards the divine level of consciousness, which some people call it as Superman, some people call them as mystics, some are known as scientists and saints, and almost all the prophets and great people who have commanded the respect of people from different areas in the world, whether we call it as Jainism, whether we call it as Sikhism, whether we call it as Christianity, whether we call it as Islam, or any other religions, they have all came from same single source, which the Vedas call it as Devatas. And now let us understand what we want to understand very clearly, that the matter, as we understand now, the laws of science, the various technologies, and even whatever we see anywhere in the world, if we go to the crux of their development, it is based on mind. It is your thought, our thought, or a group of people's thought, which has culminated in something material. So whatever we see in the material level now, with the onslaught of science, we see a lot of new instruments, like the cameras, the telephones, the mobile phones, and all these things, if we give sufficient thought to it, we find that every instrument is a development through scientific laws of something which we have already in the body. For example, the telephones, ears, the camera, the eyes, the digestion, the various grinders, mixers, from very small mixers to the great cement mixers, and then of course the present day dominating scientific discovery, the computers. Many people know that our brain is the best computer possible, which even the most developed computer technology has not even touched its outskirts. But this brain, this computer in our human body, and its various powers and instruments, which have been formed, the Vedas teach that they are based only on five divine principles. And when I say divine principles, I am not talking anything about heaven. I am not talking about a great levels of existences in higher planes. Some, especially in Hindu religion, call it as Goloka, the Brahmaloka, the Satyaloka, etc., etc. But what Vedas very specifically says, that divine power is nothing but a spirit, material power, about which we know the laws, how it acts. Let me again repeat that according to Vedas, When we call something as a devata, we are talking about a force. And we are talking certainly about a physical force, about which we know but we don't know its laws. That is why we always call Prithvi devata. So this is the first level of divine consciousness, which is known as the earth principle. Prithvi devata. This earth principle, almost the science has finished. It has culminated as a unified field theory, where a single energy is creating a number of matter and its combinations. Then it talks about Varuno Devata, that is the water principle. Now we know the devata of matter, earth, the present development in science. It has reached its culmination. Probably the class we are going to take today may become the first foundation stone for the development of a new education system wherein education is going to involve not only the modern aspects of science in its various fields like chemistry, physics and other sciences, but slowly, just as we have understood the existence of energy forming various atoms, which has culminated as E is equal to mc squared, we are now going to get similar culminated unified laws which will guide us in understanding the various powers that dominate mind and also that which dominates spirit, because man is clearly understood as a combination of matter, mind and spirit, or in a more apt way, body, mind and spirit. The evolution in the universe, as understood by the spiritualists, has been explained as the development from mineral kingdom to plant kingdom to the animal kingdom, which has culminated as man. Man is supposed to be the supreme in the animal kingdom. But then what? Are we supposed to think that our understanding of the universe and life is completed? And if man is the only being who seems to control the universe, then probably the present day development is leading mankind to complete devastation, which we need not discuss. We have a lot of examples that science, instead of giving more comforts and more luxuries, has also leading us to complete destruction. But here we come in to study the Vedas, which gives us the universal laws which control not only the body, which we term as the physiology, but also that which generates the physiology, which creates the physiology, which is termed as what we call as the body is the temple, Deho Devalaya. But what is Devalayas? What are temples? What is the difference between spiritualism and religion? Many people here almost feel that if they belong to a particular religion, they are spiritualists. They are going in the path of spiritualism as a science. But many times I give an example that if spiritualist is Einstein, who has given the formula E is equal to mc squared. And we also know that lot of persons who even in their high school level know about the law of mass energy equivalence. He also is talking about what Einstein has told. But what Einstein has told is spiritualism, and what high school people talk about, the law of mass energy equivalence, is a religion. And that is why in religion we find so many differences, whereas when we go to the real pinnacle of spiritualism, we reach the most perfect unified theory, wherein we find that the entire source of evolution, which is nothing but a process of life following certain laws, evolves from mineral to animal kingdom, and then he must go towards the divine level of consciousness, which some people call it as Superman, some people call them as mystics, some are known as scientists, as saints, and almost all the prophets and great people who have commanded the respect of people from different areas in the world, whether we call it as Jainism, whether we call it as Sikhism, whether we call it as Christianity, whether we call it as Islam, or any other religions, they have all came from same single source, which the Vedas call it as Devatas. And now let us understand what we want to understand very clearly, that the matter as we understand now, the laws of science, the various technologies, and even whatever we see anywhere in the world, if we go to the crux of their development, it is based on mind. It is your thought, our thought, or a group of people's thought, which has culminated in something material. So whatever we see in the material level now, with the onslaught of science, we see a lot of new instruments, like the cameras, the telephones, the mobile phones, and all these things, if we give sufficient thought to it, we find that every instrument is a development through scientific laws of something which we have already in the body. For example, the telephones, ears, the camera, the eyes, the digestion, the various grinders, mixers, from very small mixers to the great cement mixers, and then of course the present day dominating scientific discovery, the computers. Many, many people know that our brain is the best computer possible, which even the most developed computer technology has not even touched its outskirts. But this brain, this computer in our human body, and its various powers and instruments, which have been formed, the Vedas teach that they are based only on five divine principles. And when I say divine principles, I am not talking anything about heaven. I am not talking about a great levels of existences in higher planes. Some, especially in Hindu religion, call it as Goloka, the Brahmaloka, the Satyaloka, etc., etc. But what Vedas very specifically says, that divine power is nothing but a spirit, material power, about which we know the laws how it acts. Let me again repeat that according to Vedas, when we call something as a devata, we are talking about a force, and we are talking certainly about a physical force, about which we know but we don't know its laws. That is why we always call Prithvi devata. So this is the first level of divine consciousness, which is known as the earth principle. Prithvi devata. This earth principle, almost the science has finished. It has culminated as a unified field theory, where a single energy is creating a number of matter and its combinations. Then it talks about Varuno Devata, that is the water principle. Now we know the Devata of matter, earth, the present development in science. It has reached its culmination. For example, in Hindi and Sanskrit we call Rasayanika Dharma, it means chemical properties. We talk about Bhautika Dharma, we are talking about the physical properties. So when we talk in Vedas about Dharma, it has nothing to do with what we now think as. Yes. We are talking about the properties. Properties of what? The fire. And that is why Yajna becomes the most important tool in understanding Vedas. And that science has been developed in the Vedas, and for every desire you want. If you have understood the four concepts of principles, out of nothing, out of space, something evolves. So we hear about the miracles done by spiritualists who multiply their food, who cure diseases, even the so-called now incurable diseases like cancer and others. We have many examples, which I request all the scientists to go ahead and analyze the miracle cures that has been done in all these so-called incurable diseases. For example, Parampuja Gurudev has given us a wonderful basis to understand the four levels of these five principles. Again, let me be very clear that it is very, very difficult to understand that angle I am giving, but you understand that we have the five principles, but out of these five principles there is one principle which is unifying these four other principles. So in his first four books of his Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, he said the coordinating fifth principle, now that it is working, is the certainty of the new era being developed, which we call it Satya Yuga. And again you remember, Satya Yuga is the basis for these four principles. That is why when the time changes, we have the four yugas, eras, which is again known as the Satya Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, and the Kali Yuga. But all this have the inner core of truth. And for example, for be very clear about understanding this point, Satya and Satta are almost similarly pronounced, and when you call it a Satta, it becomes a principle. So Satya Yuga is the principle creating era. A principle creating era of all these things, and naturally it must have something fiery in it. It has to, because there are only the five principles that what the Vedas talk about. So now in this class I want to stress you, as I have already told you about, there is no divinity in it as we understand it. There is no religion in it as we understand it. But it is a really scientific properties of the five principles. And on all these five principles, the common principle is fire. And the science of utilizing the fire is what is known as yajna. And remember, when we talk about yajna, a very, very correct translation of yajna is sacrifice. And the greatest sacrifice is what is known as the Ashwamedha Yajna, wherein your knowledge is full of Ashwa. But what is Ashwa again? In Vedas, we always find that all devatas have some vehicles. A current flow must need a metal. And even if you talk about a wireless flow of current or a message transfer, it must have a transmitter and it must have a receiver. So the wireless technology has two vehicles, the transmitter and the receiver. And all other energies similarly, they say that the Agni Devata has four very important animals as its vehicle. What are they? We talk about Gomedha. We talk about the cow as a vehicle. We talk as Ajamedha, the ram or goat as its vehicle. And again remember, when I am talking about the vehicle, I am talking about the most inclusive power in the world, which will make the man a superman. The jump as from mineral to plant. You don't know exactly where he took the jump. No scientist can tell that this is the gradual development of mineral and the plant has evolved. There is a sudden jump. From plant kingdom to animal kingdom, we don't know the evolution. It is a sudden jump. And probably this is where we hear the quantum jumps even before quantum theory was invited. A quantum jump from mineral to plant. It is a quantum jump. Remember it. The same thing happens in these principles also. And now we have to do and understand the research how this five principles vehicle converts these states from one state to the other. That is the meaning of the vehicle. That is the meaning of the vehicle. It takes the force from one place to one place. That is what is vehicle of a force. That is the vehicle of a devata. And now, very specifically, Param Pujya Gurudev has given this secret, but naturally, I as a chemistry student read one book that probably in 1926 or so, about 12 scientists know about quantum and theory of relativity. And after that, he says, after 50 years, nobody knows about it. I have read about it, I don't know the name, but I feel like that. We know the quantum jump, we don't know the leap. And now, this fire principle is what we have to study in our classes. And we should understand how the fire principle from different vehicles is capable of creating the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and then what? Naturally, there are two more levels of consciousness we have to develop, two more levels of humanity which it can grow. What is it known as? The Superman, and of course, the Cosmic Man. And now, why I told you the story of very few people understand about quantum theory and the theory of relativity is, we use this word, the Superman. But you think he is a glorified man. How can a glorified man be a quantum jump? There is something which he has to jump, and is completely different from what he is now. A solid is not liquid, a liquid is not gas, and a gas is not space. There is a quantum jump. So these four quantum jumps, very clearly Param Pujya Gurudev has given a means of thinking, how can a goat, a ram, and what is its role as the fire principle? Is it going upwards or downwards? When I say upwards, we mean towards the sky. And when I say downward, I mean towards the earth principle. I am not saying anything in a humorous way or a criticizing way. We need earth principle also, we need sky principle also. You cannot just decry a particular substance if you don't want it now. Now, we find Christ also holding some sheep. And many times the spiritualists are known as shepherds. And now those great people who criticize the Vedas are nothing but the songs of some shepherds. Unknowingly they spoke the truth. We are not talking about the shepherds, but the Christian Christ-making shepherds. We talk about Lord Krishna with cow. And remember that cow has some link with sun, Surya, because in Sanskrit, go means, there are 78 meanings. But one of the meanings is cow, and another meaning is the ray of the sun. And then we come to what is known as the Ashwamedha Yajna. And now, as I hear from the papers and etc., we are sure that we are doomed, and all the cars, proprietor and etc., have to leave their cars and walk, because very soon we are going to lose petrol. But do you remember that the energy of moving that horse, that engine, is known as horse power? With all your scientific knowledge, with all your so-called gloated over development, again you use horse as a vehicle of power. And now when Param Pujya Gurudev wants us to perform the Ashwamedha Yajna, are you understanding that there will be a quantum jump, a leap wherein this crisis of energies, fuels in the world will be finished and we will have an abundant source of energy. But all these yajnas are based on us, on human beings. And this human being is made up of 24 constituents. And they are also five in number, multiples of five. We have the five karmendriyas, the five gyanendriyas, the energy fuels, the pranas, which vitalate them is five, the five pranas, and of course the five principles. So 4 into 5, 20. But these 4 into 5, 20, which are nothing but different groups of 5, 5, 5, is based on four characteristic devatas, the illuminating knowledge-giving powers. And they are known as Mano, Buddhi, Chitta and Ahankara. But remember that when I am talking about Manas and Buddhi, there is a quantum jump. And when Buddhi comes into Ahankara, is a quantum jump. From Ahankara, when you jump into Chitta, it is a quantum jump. And remember, I am very clear in what I am saying, it is not a slip of the tongue. The mind and Buddhi are different. They are not the same layers. There is a quantum jump. And there also have principles. The mind is principle. You have to find out the table. Buddhi has its principle. I think Buddhi is Agni or something. Don't worry about it now. You hear the lecture first. And don't add it into the slides. And now, so 20 into 4, 5 into 20, 5 principles and 4 levels. The Manas is now permeating all this. Now Parampuja Gurudev wants to understand that we have to leave the mind. You should not have a mind, and that doesn't mean that I want you to become idiot or having no mind. But what I want you to be is to go to the higher level, and that is where the Buddhi aspects comes in. And then from Buddhi aspect, and remember Buddhi aspect, all the leaders have it. What is Buddhi? The ability to decide from a lot of mental ideas. A politician has a different buddhi. The businessman has a different buddhi. The scientist has a different buddhi. The actors have different buddhi. And the teachers have different buddhi. And if you are really able to understand the principles, the forces which control the world as the five principles in Vedas, you should be already knowing that the politicians must be having a power of the Prithvi principle. They want land. A politician talks about a land. This is my territory. And what is businessman? It is a liquid thing. Even though a liquid drop at some place and a liquid drop at other place may have different values. $1 in India has a different, but again that particular liquid state is able to flow throughout the world, the business people. But then we want the scientists. They are the fiery principles. They are the people who give the politicians their power, the businessmen by their people, but now the scientists are serving them. They are not commanding them. And if they can command, that becomes the new era where the brain which can give you such a comfort in physical level, if that brain works in that level, what comforts can it give you? I am talking about the human body as a source of all these five principles in five different levels. And now, when we come to the mental plane, we have the beta, alpha, theta, delta waves generated by brain. Understand why I am stressing you to understand this point. brain is an instrument and mind is not an instrument. Brain is an instrument for mind. And even though your brain, however may it work, even if it doesn't exist, the mental level is there. And then buddhi, it is another place. And then the theta and delta. But how those four planes affect this instrument mind is given in these figures. The beta, the fright and flight response, the alpha, the dreaming state, and many people waste their dreaming ability in dreams, but it is the dreams which have culminated as scientific discoveries, we know about it. All scientific discoveries have been first dreamt, planned and then acted upon. And after that, we come to the theta level, which means the I am, the Atma. That is the Atma we talk about in Vedas, the self-referent consciousness. And this Atma state, the theta state, is universal. That is why many times the brain wave patterns, theta, is designated as it came out of the blue, it came from the sky. But this beta, alpha and theta levels are controlled by something which unifies them, and that the yoga and the Vedas call it as chitta. And in yoga we read about this word yoga chitta vritti nirodha, and we translate it as mind control. It is not the beta mind we are talking about. We are talking about the delta mind, which is universal. And therefore, one who reaches there becomes omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipowerful. And our classes in Veda tell about these four states of mind as Rik, Eju, Sama, and see the table. And more classes you have to read for all these branches. But I have very limited time. But let me again make you understand that we are studying Vedas as manipulating the power of the five principles and the four chittas for utilizing the world. So that world is the fire which comes out of us. And that world has four levels again. The beta level is Vaikari, it is known as. The alpha level is known as Madhyama. The theta level is known as Pashyanti. And of course the delta level is Para. And we can go on and on and on. And I hope that we will meet again and again to discuss all these things. But in a nutshell, I have given you the entire thing. But I am now giving the last point, which I want to show my gratitude to my Param Pujya Gurudev, who has given this science. He has written 20 books to make you understand the five principles, the five karmendriyas, five principles, the five jnanendriyas, five principles, five pranas, the five principles, and five principles, of course, I am talking about. And these 20, which is controlled by each individual mano buddhi chitta ahankara, is what is Gayatri Mantra. And that is why this Gayatri Mantra, the sound vibrations, as you know, creates a feeling, gets a reaction. If you just sit and without any ordering in a hotel, what would you get? You have to walk, you have to talk, you have to express. And sometimes your walk, speech may create fight. Sometimes your speech may make people laugh. And sometimes your speech may lift you from an animal man to a divine man to a cosmic man. And this type of walk which turns you like that is controlled by Gayatri Mantra. And that he has made it universal by his walk, by his fire. That is my Param Pujya Gurudev. And he has given you the science of yajñas. You must have heard about Dashamedha yajña. I have told you how to understand the vehicles. And of course, there are 40 levels of education in the Vedas. Why? These four Vedas, you have understood the four levels of words. And we have 9 globes in our body, what we call it as grahas. Grahas, I am not talking about the planets, I am talking about which, that which he receives. So you have the two ears, 2 eyes, 4, 2 nostrils, 6, and then the anus and the urinary tract. So you have 9 sources to attract these powers, and there are 4 levels of consciousness. So 9 into 4, 36, and the basic 4 principles wherein Agni, the world, also controls, it becomes 40, and this is the list of 40 things in its correlation. Jai Gurudev.